basking in the sunlight of an open field near Castle Rock, Washington, the monks of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph of the Sacred Heart Monastery near completion of their buildings on the grounds. They are inviting the community to join them for Mass, well, and to see their progress. And then following the 10 a.m. Mass on Saturday, August 14th, well, it's a fundraising barbecue. Joining me this morning to share all of the details is friend of the monastery, Jeff Lindberg. Jeff, good morning. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Well, good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, it seems like over the years, you and I have had an opportunity to talk. About how long ago now has it been since this whole monastery project began?
Well, the monks acquired the land in 2014 at the end of the year. And then they were finally able to start construction in 2018. So it's been underway since then.
Well, and then, of course, we know last year with COVID hitting, did that really put a damper on their ability to continue their project?
Well, I think like everyone else, that has disrupted the project significantly. Of course, the monks budgeted and planned carefully for this project. But you're right, when COVID hit, a couple things happened, which, of course, happened to everybody else. The construction stopped in its tracks. And so there was a definite slowdown. And then by the time their contractors and tradespeople were able to get back to it, the costs of materials and supplies, labor, had gone up significantly and continue to. So we've got a time delay and a pretty significant budget impact.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, we talk often on the Morning Blend about the impact, especially the prices of lumber, how they've swung so completely around. And we pray that things will get back underway to where the monks will be able to fast finish the monastery. Jeff Lindberg is joining me today. We're talking about the monastery, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph of the Sacred Heart Monastery near Castle Rock, Washington. Many are familiar with Abuna Jonathan, who joins other monks there on the grounds. Well, where does it stand now? Are the monks living on the grounds? And, you know, what is left to be done on their building project?
They're not quite there yet in terms of living on the grounds. They're very eager to get up there, but the project is not quite far along enough for them to do that. The exterior of the building is complete. A lot of the flat work, the concrete work around the building is complete. There are still some significant interior improvements to be completed, the living quarters, the refectory, and of course, most importantly, the chapel. And so at this point, the chapel drywall is completed. And so when you see the inside of that, you'll see these, you know, the high sort of vaulting ceiling of the chapel, and it's all white right now. And so the final touches are yet to be in place.
Oh, excellent. And then upon completion, what's going to be the main ministry of the monks at the monastery?
They will continue to have, as their charism, if you will, prayer and adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And that has been their focus all along and will continue to be. Obviously, they've been focused over the last year, of course, for all of the impact of COVID and so forth on our community and the world. So focusing their prayer and fasting and intercession in that way. But they will continue to have as their charism that prayer, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and praying especially for the clergy. And for religious men and women who are out in the world, and of course for God's people.
Oh, and aren't we all lifted up by the prayers of the monks at Jesus, Mary, and Joseph of the Sacred Heart Monastery? Well, Mass is scheduled at 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, August 14th. They are welcoming the community, and I know many have, because of COVID, but had to stay away. But what a wonderful time to be able to come back together. Now, previously, we know that people were, you know, Mass was outside. Maybe some people had to bring chairs. Is that the state of where they are now, or have things kind of moved along that way also? What do people need to know and be aware of when they come?
Sure. And so, like you said, Mass is scheduled from 10 to noon. some of your listeners might be saying, wait a minute, 10 to noon.
That's a long mass. Yes.
Right. Well, and when they join the community up there for that mass, they will realize just the beauty of the Maronite liturgy. And it just flows beautifully and seamlessly. And those 2 hours will go by quickly. But in terms of sort of the details of the mass and so forth, no need to bring anything. As I mentioned, the chapel that they're building is not complete, so the mass will not be celebrated there. But in a temporary chapel, which is somewhat in the open air, folks can expect to have that kind of a setting for the mass. So no need to bring any chairs; those will all be provided.
Well, anyone who has attended Mass at St. Charbel's here in Portland, they very well know the beauty of the Maronite Rite. Jeff Lindberg is joining me today because he's giving us the details on how you can participate in Mass in a very special fundraising barbecue that is coming up at Jesus, Mary, and Joseph of the Sacred Heart Monastery in Castle Rock. Well, as I said, the fundraising barbecue is going to follow that. All of the community is invited to come and participate. But what they want to know is what's going to be on the menu. Give us some details.
The food is always fantastic. And so for this event, there will be some good old American style barbecue and some Lebanese and Mediterranean fare as well. So something for everybody. But yeah, the food will be fantastic.
Oh, looking forward to it, definitely. And then while they are there to celebrate Mass, to fill their bellies, will they get an opportunity to see, well, what's going on at the monastery and how far it's come?
Yes. And so the building is, like I said, the exterior is completed, and it'll be visible right there on the grounds. I think there will be an opportunity to maybe see inside the chapel and possibly also in other portions of the interior as well.
Well, for those who are unable to attend, I know there's a wonderful website where they can see some updates and also ways to help out if they can. Where can they find information still on the barbecue and then maybe see some pictures of the details of what's happening in Castle Rock?
Yes, the website is MaroniteMonastery.com. And at that website, you will find details about the barbecue, like we've talked about today, and also some photographs and some great drone footage that has been taken over the years, so you can kind of see the progress of the building. In addition to the progress of the building, you can see the beautiful setting that this monastery is in up there in Castle Rock. There's opportunities to see all of that on there. If you're not able to attend the fundraiser on August 14th, there is a way that you can donate through the website as well. I know the monks would say they appreciate first and foremost the prayers of support from all of your listeners, and certainly donations of any size would help.
Oh, perfect. And again, Abuna Jonathan, so beloved by so many people. He will be there and we'll get an opportunity to visit with those guests coming. Jeff, I appreciate your time today. We look forward to the event.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Jeff Lindberg. I will be sure to add all of the information about the upcoming barbecue fundraiser and mass at the monastery. It's coming up Saturday, August 14th. You're going to find all of those details on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.